Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories: the trendy new way to conduct an extremely efficient meeting at the office, and why small business owners suddenly seem interested in boosting contributions to their employees' 401k plans. Those stories after this. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to a state that's one of America's top 10 for business, where 2,000 burdensome and unnecessary regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years, and is now home to the sixth best entrepreneurial climate? All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice for your business. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Again, that's MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. Well, we'll start with this. Here's a developing trend you may want to adopt at your office. Instead of gathering around a big conference table and knocking back coffee and pastries at your next meeting, how about holding a walking meeting? Burns calories, is more time efficient, and often generates better ideas. Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Bachman says research also indicates that employees who go on walking meetings are also less likely to miss work for health reasons. Rachel, what have you found?
It's harder to sort of while away the minutes in distraction when you're having a walking meeting. For one reason, because walking meetings are best conducted with just one or two other people. Wow. And so you're certainly not going to ignore that person you're walking with to check your phone if they're the only other person there.
Right. All right. So are these kind of formally scheduled meetings, like tomorrow morning at 10:30 is a walking meeting, meet me at the flagpole or something like that?
You know, it is a good idea to schedule them at least initially, partly because not everybody wears great shoes for walking. Not everybody might have dressed appropriately to be outside if you are going to walk outside. So it's good to kind of give someone a heads up. And some people feel self-conscious about maybe sweating a little bit. If it's hot outside, you might want to think about an alternate place to walk. So planning does help, definitely.
So who's doing it, Rachel? Who'd you find sees benefits here?
You know, a wide variety of people. Of course, the target audience for these are, office workers, people who are sedentary most of the day, for the most part. And that's a really dangerous time because, as we now know, sedentary behavior contributes to a whole cascade of health problems, obesity, type 2 diabetes, just general ill health. And so, and also what I've learned in researching the story is that although standing is a little better than sitting, the research does not show yet that it's significantly better, but walking is significantly better. It burns much more calories. It has all these ancillary benefits, among them that people are actually more creative when they're walking, and they actually think of more original ideas, according to a Stanford University study, than when they're seated.
How about that? Wow. All right, so where are they doing it? When they decide to walk, where are they going?
Well, if you're lucky enough to work in a kind of a large office building, maybe Silicon Valley, something like that, then you might be able to walk indoors year-round if that's what you prefer. If you're in a warm climate, obviously, that's nice, too. You can walk outdoors year-round. Other people, they just kind of have to adapt. In New York City, for instance, there are a lot of places to walk. You might want to scout out a sidewalk that's less busy or one with a little bit less traffic if you don't want to be overheard, for instance. That's sometimes a consideration. You want to sort of find a place where you can have a little bit of privacy. It just depends. I think there are many, many places around the country. I think most office workers can find a way to do this.
Thanks, Rachel. Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Bachman. Coming up next, the growing popularity of 401k plans.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Here's the latest survey taking the pulse of small business owners. Nationwide Insurance found that 58% that offer retirement benefits say they plan to increase contributions, and 19% of business owners who don't currently offer retirement benefits will offer them in the future. Of the 58% that plan to increase contributions, 43% of those feel their plan is now more important for attracting and retaining employees as a result of Obamacare. Also, among small business owners who intend to offer a plan in the future, about 23% of them say a 401k plan is now more important, also as a result of Obamacare. In addition, there's optimism. Of those who plan to increase contributions, 56% expect company sales or revenue to increase in the next 2 years, with 41% believing that the U.S. economy will improve in those 2 years. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places, by the way, where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. It's free publicity for you. Plus, you're supplying inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.